B-Pod Studios.
WNKS, Charlotte, a Beasley Media Group station, home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Kiss 95.1, the number one Kiss Music Station.
What you're hearing is actually an experiment. Scientists placed a Yankee, a Southern boy, and a Miami girl in the same room to observe how they interact with each other. For reasons unexplained, they created the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. If they see other humans, they tend to make immature jokes, so we place them on the radio for your safety.
Once I get lubed up, I'm ready to go. I'll talk to anybody.
Okay, that experiment failed.
Kiss 95.1, home of Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren.
I like that, Roy. You said, once I get lubed up.
I meant to say, liquored up. Once I get liquored up, I'm ready to go.
Also, for the record, once Roy's lubed up, he's also ready to go, just like a good car.
Yeah, if you're hot, I guess so.
I dropped him off at Jiffy the other day for a complete lube and oil job.
Oh, yes, that type of lube. All right. That's true.
Good morning, and welcome to your Wednesday, another super hot day in the books, and another super hot day here today. Also, today is the anniversary of 9/11. Let's, of course, never forget that.
Sad.
We have some things that we can share coming up here in just about 10 minutes on 9/11. But
I read something interesting where, like now a lot of school kids, they weren't even born for 9/11.
Yeah, it's been 18 years.
It's been majority of school kids.
So I was just telling producer Nicole off the air, like, in 2 years from now, it's going to be the 20th anniversary.
That's weird.
It is really, really weird. And everybody who is in their 20s plus will have a story about it. You know what I mean? Like if you're 28 plus, you remember where you were.
Yeah.
So, anyway, let's do your day in 30 seconds. I guess I can start first. Yesterday, I voted, like a lot of people did.
Good for you.
The Carolinas. Thank you very much.
I'm so proud of you, of being a thoughtful citizen.
And I had a slight issue.
Okay. What was your issue?
Well, I wasn't, for some reason, they weren't finding me registered because I moved from Mecklenburg County to Union County. And when I changed my driver's license and my ID, I put in, please register me to vote. It's one button click.
I did the same thing, but I got my card.
Well, when I went down there yesterday, they told me I was like the fifth person that came in. So,
I smell a recount.
Well, I had to do something. I had to do something called the provisional ballot.
What does that mean?
That means to fill it out.
That like I well, no, like they give you a paper, but you have to mail it in, and then it's counted later, and then I have to call and find out whether or not it was counted.
That's crap.
It's called provisional.
Hmm.
And then last night I heard somebody mention it, and I'm like, I feel like this is the first time I ever heard of a provisional vote.
Me too.
Like, I'm voted, like, my vote's under protest. So, I don't know if I was counted last night. And last night's District 9 race was
really
too close to call.
My guy
won, but still.
I think, I think,
you know I vote Libertarian.
You're still here.
So, listen, yesterday I went to vote, and I had Ruby with me. And I was like, I'll be in and out in 2 seconds. I have Ruby and Dean with me. Well, it takes longer than that because of my voting issue. So, lucky for me, Ruby wanted to be put down, and Dean was trying to hold Ruby. I mean, I was there for 15 minutes, which is way too long. And I'm not waiting in a line. Like, I was working with them for 15 minutes. And anyway, thank God for MRL show family member Nala said, Mani, you do that. I'll watch Dean and Ruby.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And I turned back around, and she's holding Ruby, and Ruby's, like, happy. And I was like, thank you so much for doing that.
That's so cool.
I should have brought the stroller, but anyway.
Yeah, well, you don't think it's going to, you know, take forever. You're just going to be in and out.
No, and I was really irritated about the whole thing because I don't know, Roy, I don't understand the whole provisional thing. He said my vote's going to count, but I just have to call and make sure it was counted.
That sounds like
because sometimes they can disqualify your vote.
Your district had voter fraud. It sounds weird to me.
They had voter fraud already.
That's why there's a re-election.
Oh, I thought you meant again.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So anyway, that's my day yesterday.
Okay.
It was a little hectic, but we straightened things out. What about you?
So my husband did the most husbandy thing ever for me, and I'm so excited about it. He installed a Ring doorbell on our front door.
Oh, nice.
When I tell you I am the most obsessed with this app now, like, we have cameras all around the house. Like, there's one on the garage and the back and then on the front. But the problem is with the front door, we still haven't figured out, like, there's a sensitivity level. And because it faces the street, anytime a car drives by, my phone goes off. So we have to like fix the sensitivity level. But there's this this piece in the app where you can see like nearby incidents, and you can scroll through and see other people's videos of like their reports of like somebody trying to break into their car.
Oh, nice.
Or somebody took their t-shirt off and wrapped it around their head like a mask and tried to break into somebody's house.
It's
and
like the Nextdoor app.
Yes, but with videos.
Oh, wow. And like, that last one scares me.
Yeah, so not only like the Nextdoor app, you like read what's going on. Seeing it is a whole other level. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm never going to be able to sleep, and I'm not getting anything done at my house anymore.
Oh, good. I feel like that's going to really generate a lot of material for the MRI Morning Show.
Sure it will.
Yeah. I can't wait.
I like on the Nextdoor app the other day, Roy, I was reading somebody posted that on the crime, and well, there's like a crime in something area, and somebody was like, three boys walking down the street, and everybody's like, so? And then people
what's
just,
illegal about that?
Yeah.
That's like how I feel about the damn ATVers in Charlotte. Why is everyone acting like this is some murderous gang? Like, leave them alone. They're breaking the law, but calm down.
Let's be clear. It's illegal to ride four-wheelers and dirt bikes on the street. I know that. I grew up riding four-wheelers, but like Roy and I watched the news report yesterday. They're like, this murderous gang.
What? You're like, they haven't touched anyone.
The guy, like, the worst thing the guy did was rip up the lawn.
He did a donut. He did a wheelie, which I thought was awesome. I was like, yeah. Oh, man. I can't wait to hear more stories of the rent. I was walking in South End, and I saw somebody walking around with a bandana over their face, and I'm like, nope. That's weird. You don't walk around with your face covered. Don't trust it.
Yep.
So my day in 30 seconds, I didn't go to bed till like 1:30 last night. I was in bed before that. I couldn't go to sleep until 1:30. And so this morning when I woke up, I was like in this dead, like zombie-like stage. And I'm pretty much getting ready with my eyes closed. And I know like my toothbrush is on my right, my toothpaste is on my left. It's a whole thing. I went ahead and put the toothbrush into my mouth to start brushing my teeth. And it didn't taste like toothpaste. And I started immediately gagging, and I threw everything into the sink.
What was it?
It was toothpaste, but strawberry.
Oh.
And I was like,
who buys strawberry toothpaste?
Yes. Thank you, Loren. I was like, Sterling, what did you do?
Did you wake him up?
Yes. I was like, oh, man. I'm like, immediately, I'm going in the sink. It's all ready. Looks like I just drew blood out of my mouth. It's like a crime scene first thing in the morning.
I can get down with orange toothpaste. You know, they have like the aqua whatever it is that's orange, but I've never even seen strawberry toothpaste.
Strawberry! It looked like there was a murder.
Other than child's toothpaste.
I mentioned Aquafresh one day on the air, and you guys went all bitch about how, like, who uses Aquafresh?
This is Crest. This is like a top known brand with strawberry.
Well, you know, your boyfriend works for a big company that produces products, and it's experiment, and he was testing you.
Yes. Yes.
It sounds like children's toothpaste, though. Like, Cash has blueberry toothpaste. Yeah.
It does, and when you look at it, it's not. It looks just like the Crest tube. And I was freaking out this morning. I did not expect it. I thought I put like a chemical in
my
mouth.
Forget the ring at my front door. I want a ring in Roy's apartment.
All right, we got a ton to get to. It is the anniversary of 9/11. We're going to do 9/11 by the numbers coming up in about 8 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Today is the anniversary of 9/11. What did we say, 18 years ago?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, technically, yeah.
Yep. So everybody has a story, which we were just saying a little earlier, about where you remember being on 9/11. And if you weren't born before then, I'm sure you've heard people's stories.
Yeah.
And to me, it reminds me, like, when I was younger, my parents' big thing was where they were when JFK was shot and killed.
Yes.
Our president. You know what I mean?
It's a similar event.
I didn't live it, but I heard their stories about it.
Right.
So here's a couple of numbers from 9/11. The first tower was hit at 8:46 a.m., and then shortly after that, 9:03 a.m., Tower 2 was hit. Then shortly after that, at 9:37, the plane crashed into the Pentagon in Washington, D.C. And finally, at 10:07 a.m., Flight 93 went down in a field in Pennsylvania.
Mm.
Which you've heard my story a bunch of times. I was booked on Flight 93. Actually, I take that back. I was never booked on Flight 93. I have a piece of paper when I was living in California of the flights I wanted to go on.
Yeah, easy, Brian Williams.
Hey, yeah, you're not kidding. Because believe me, I wouldn't have paid to switch off the plane. You got to pay. But Flight 93 was a United flight that I kept my eye on because I liked the fact that it was empty. It was a huge plane with not a lot of passengers. And I was like, going back to California, I'll be able to sleep. Like, nobody will bother me. Mm-hmm. It left early that morning, and I didn't like that. So I switched to another flight that left at, like, 10 a.m. Ultimately, I was at Newark Airport and was sent home that day, like everybody who went to the airport was. No planes took off for, like, five more days. But the burning tower stood for 56 minutes, and the second tower stood for 102 minutes. It took them 12 seconds to fall.
Yeah.
Which is a long time if you think about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? Total number killed in the attacks, 2,977.
Oof.
Number of first responders killed, 414, including 343 firefighters and 71 law enforcement officers. Mm-hmm. Let's not forget the list of those injured, that 2,000 first responders injured. This is an interesting one. Number of nations whose citizens were killed in the attack, 115 countries lost a citizen.
I believe that. I mean, because that was, you know, for those people who didn't know what really that tower served, mm-hmm. it was like the business and financial hub of the world.
Right.
You know.
I mean, New York is such a melting pot.
Yeah.
Which is why when the Taliban attacked the World Trade Center, they basically attacked the world,
yeah.
You know, and I remember, you know, that kind of being the sentiment. The age of the greatest number of people killed. This is super sad. A lot of them were stockbrokers starting out or making their money in Wall Street, 35 to 39 years old. So, and then, I mean, just to put, I you know, this is sad and I hate to just keep going, but the last one I'll give you is the number of families who had no remains from the attacks,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
1,700.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
I'm kind of surprised they found that many remains, though.
Yeah, you know, they went to work right away, though,
yeah,
Roy.
Yeah, they did.
You know, and
they
a lot did. Of the first responders, we all remember the John Stewart video from over the summer,
yeah.
Where he was begging the government to keep that 9/11 fund going to help these people who are sick pay for their medications, you know?
Because the building was filled with asbestos and all this other stuff.
Yeah, smoke, and, you know, it was all just terrible. So, anyway, of course, we will never forget 9/11, never forget those who lost their lives in Flight 93, and the Pentagon as well. It wasn't just the World Trade Center. And, of course, all the military men and women who went on to fight in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Yeah.
So thank you guys. Loren, let's get over to the dirty right after East Side here on Kiss 95.1 with Mani, Roy, and Loren.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So if Kevin Hart has it his way, he'll be out of the hospital today. Only 10 days after he suffered 3 spinal fractures and had to have it fused during surgery.
Hmm.
Now, of course, this was through his car accident, which happened outside of his home. But his next stop will not be going home indefinitely. He'll have to do an inpatient physical therapy facility where he'll spend the next few weeks in very intense therapies.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. Mm. He's been taking, like, short walks around the hospital and climbing a few stairs. And he just seems, like, super eager to get back to normal.
See, that's why they probably can send him home.
Yeah.
Right? He can do the same thing at home, therapy.
He's not going home. He's going to, like, an inpatient therapy.
Okay, yeah.
But he wants to start.
Out of the hospital, I should
exactly.
have said.
So California Highway Patrol wants to disassemble that vehicle, by the way. It was a 1970 Barracuda. And I guess there's been a bunch of crashes that involve classic cars being rebuilt. So what they're doing now is... whatever they find in Kevin Hart's car could spark new legislation for the safety of cars being rebuilt.
Mm.
So they're trying to say, like, you have to install a safety harness, even if that wasn't in the original design, like different things that could keep people safe in situations like this.
I'm for that. It's reasonable.
Yeah. Kylie and Travis Scott are bearing it all for Playboy.
Oh, I saw this.
Yeah.
Roy and I are thinking about doing the same thing, and we thought about this months ago, by the way.
Yeah.
Same pose?
Yes.
Who's gonna have the booty shot? Okay.
You?
I want you to hold me, buddy.
I want you to hold me.
All right, we'll figure it out. Those details will work out later.
Okay, so they are bearing it all for Playboy and their family photographer. It's been a minute, by the way, since we've seen a Kardashian or a Jenner naked on social media.
A little bit.
So she came to the rescue.
A week. Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, a week or two. Yeah.
Yeah. But you can catch the backside of Kylie in the fall quarterly issue of Playboy.
I was looking at this photo and I was inspecting it. And not, you know, out of some desire way because I'm gay. But I was wondering, was she purposely pushing her booty out?
Chooching?
Yeah, because it looked obnoxiously huge.
No, their booties are obnoxiously huge.
It just looks so unnatural.
That's their trait.
I know. And it's not fair to the rest of us. All right, 50 Cent is extending an olive branch to Wendy Williams after she went on Bravo Watch What Happens Live and said three nice things about him during Plead the Fifth. And now he went on social media and said, okay, well, I'll kind of extend an olive branch. I'm going to let you in next time you come to one of my parties, but just make sure you have an invitation because you can't get in without an invitation.
All right.
That's your dirty for now.
I like when something plays out in real time on the MRL show. So yesterday around 6:35-ish, Roy told us, he opened up one of Sterling's packages. What do you think it was?
I thought it was an engagement ring. I thought he was going to propose. So like a crazy person, I opened it just to make sure.
So if you heard us talk about that yesterday, you might not have heard what happened around 8:50 yesterday morning. We'll explain it to you. It has to do with the package and the ring and all that stuff. And, of course, Sterling coming up in just about 7 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So yesterday, Roy, walk us back down the road real quick. What happened for those of us that might not have heard?
Yeah, if you were listening at this time yesterday, I told you how Sterling got a package in the mail that could fit into the palm of your hand. And I was suspicious. I thought maybe it was an engagement ring.
Mm-hmm.
So after fielding a little bit of a Q&A from the listeners on my Instagram, I went ahead and opened up his package like a crazy person.
Because that's what the MRL fam wanted you to do.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And inside was not an engagement ring.
What was it?
It was contact lenses, which are evidently small enough to fit inside your palm of your hand. I didn't know. I don't have contacts. So evidently someone who's listening at this time also works with Sterling. I don't know who. But he went to work yesterday.
And this is what we found out yesterday, like around 8:45. Roy, off the air during commercial, Roy's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
So one of his coworkers at P&G has congratulations S plus R and blue streamers on his chair and his desk and his office. Big congratulations.
And that's what he walked into.
Yeah.
That is so awesome.
Whoever did that is awesome. I want to meet that person.
Oh, you're so funny. What's great about it, too, and we talked about this on the Rap Party podcast, which, by the way, side note, yesterday's Rap Party podcast was awesome. If we talked about so many things that we didn't even bring up on the show. If you haven't listened to the Rap Party podcast, do so. We upload it every day around 10:30 a.m. It's about a 15-minute podcast about our lives and stuff that happens on the air and off the air. But anyway, yesterday during the Rap Party podcast, we were talking about how funny it would have been if Sterling didn't know what was going on and then just walked into that.
Yeah, he's been working. He's literally been at the office every day until like 10 p.m. this week. And so, like, I haven't even seen him. Like, he found out about me being crazy on his package through my Instagram. Because, like, we haven't spoken to each other.
Yeah.
We just haven't talked.
Have you seen him since then? Like, did you see him yesterday?
No, he came in probably, I mean, he didn't come into the bedroom until like 1 a.m.
Oh, my gosh.
Is he looking for his contacts? Does anybody know?
Maybe he's getting lost.
I mean, can he see?
I don't know. I don't know. He's working on something big, I think. He has to travel for work this week. And
sorry, honey, I would have been home sooner, but I can't read any of the street signs. I guess my contacts haven't come in the in the mail yet. No, I haven't seen them. Shut up, Callie. That's funny stuff, man. And then yesterday, we took a bunch of calls on when you thought you were going to be proposed to, and you weren't, and we got text messages and stuff. And again, a lot of that stuff that we can't get to on the radio jumps over to the Rap Party podcast. Yeah. So if you're a fan of what you hear on Kiss 95.1, then you need to listen to the Rap Party podcast. It's just a quick 15-minute download.
It's a little looser.
Roy did say the F word.
Yeah.
I did say the F word.
You were mad.
Sometimes I open up candies and I don't care if you hear it.
You get the behind the scenes, the real extended version.
It's the Rap Party podcast, y'all.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Show.
All right. Coming up at 7 a.m. this morning, you may or may not be aware that Lizzo is coming to Charlotte. She's coming to the amphitheater, and we have a pair of tickets That's not all, Loren. What else do we have?
We also
have the opportunity to meet Lizzo.
Loren. What,
we also
what else
have
do
the opportunity
have?
To meet Lizzo. I didn't know if you were moving on or you no, were still on
I,
this
I,
thing.
I looked at Loren. I saw the face of puzzled on her face. I was like, let me rescue.
I wanted you to do the cool part. Yes. You get the tickets. Plus, you get to hang with her, Lizzo. How cool is that? We'll have the details on how you can do that coming up at 7 a.m. this morning. So keep that in mind. But up next, Roy, you got to tell us about this new Apple thing that happened yesterday.
Yeah, they released new phones. It's been long awaited.
Are they officially out?
No, you can start pre-ordering Friday.
But it's a big deal. Like, the reveal and what these phones can do is pretty cool, right?
Yeah, okay.
I mean, did you see what I saw?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I'm pumped up about it.
I haven't seen anything.
This is a great camera.
And I never get pumped up about it. All right, we'll talk about that in 7 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So Apple released some new phones.
That's exciting.
They also released a new iPad, Apple Watch. It was the fall event was pretty big. It was like nonstop things.
I don't really get drawn into the whole thing. I'm still on an iPhone 8S, okay. Maybe.
Oh, really?
I still have the button.
You know, I got the 10. The button. Who has the button stuff?
I
just
still
kidding.
Have the button
I'm
on
kidding.
Mine.
Can you actually press it in, or is it just the
No, yeah,
vibration?
It works. The button, you can press it in and everything.
I'm on the 10, but I miss my 8 Plus. Like, I miss the big phones.
Oh, I hated the big
phones. Yeah, I hated the big ones, too.
I'm blind. I can't see anything.
I know, but I would drop them, and they're too hard.
You can't fit them in your pocket.
Yeah. But they released, they're going to be releasing an iPhone 11, an iPhone 11 Pro, and an iPhone 11 Pro Max, which evidently is going to be the big boy, the Ren.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And it's going to be a pretty cool phone. What were you so excited about, Manny, about this device?
More than anything, the sound. Apparently, it's got like Dolby surround sound coming out of the speakers of the new iPhone.
Yeah.
Not to mention, the camera's got... It's like instead of one lens, Loren, on the back of your phone,
three.
It's
I'm
got
looking
three.
At it.
Yeah, it looks weird. It looks like a beehive attached to the back of your phone.
Looks like a spider, like spider eyes.
Yeah. Well, you know, I would hope that Apple would step up their game when it comes to the camera on the phone because the Google Pixel phone is so amazing. I'm like, why is this not on an Apple product?
Yeah, I mean, I always thought about leaving Apple for Google Pixel because of their camera. That's the most important thing people use phones nowadays for.
The iPhone 11 will start at a cool $699, and the top one will be just $1,000. So that's no big deal. That's right up for Lauren's wheelhouse.
Oh, shut up.
She'll get one for everyone.
But isn't that cheaper than what they have been in the past?
Really?
I feel like they usually come out and they're all like $1,000.
No, it's just the $1,000 thing is recent, is new.
Doesn't it have a different way to unlock the phone, too? Like, you don't have to punch in the numbers anymore now if you just hold the phone up to your face, I think.
Well, Face IDs, I have that on
my
phone.
Oh, you're cute. That's because he has a phone from, like, 2005.
I have no clue. He has no clue. Yeah, Face ID's been around for 4 years.
Well, how come this says, Apple says now a...
Yeah, Manny's like, they have a cool new feature where evidently they have a calculator pre-installed on your phone.
They're like, yeah, that's been since inception.
There's
How
a
awesome
weather
that?
App that comes with your phone. All I know is that yesterday when I saw the report, Roy, they said something about the face lock, the Face ID has now got like a new design and cutting edge features.
Okay.
But then you don't know what that is?
No, I have it on my phone. Yeah.
Yeah, but what's so cutting edge about it?
I don't know what's going to be cutting. Maybe it works better because it is like a second delay when it like has to look at your face and go, boom, okay.
Now we're getting
Maybe
somewhere.
Maybe it's faster.
I don't know.
Laughing at me.
But my mom and I look so much alike that sometimes I can open her phone.
Right?
Ooh, yeah. That's creepy.
Pre-orders, by the way, go on sale this Friday at 5 a.m. and they will arrive in store on September 20th. Apple will continue to sell the iPhone XR for just $599 and the iPhone 8 for $449.
Well, I just love that if you buy the $1,000 iPhone, you'll be paying it all for the next 5 years.
Don't they have the trade-in thing,
iPhones
though?
Will come out.
Yeah.
What?
Don't they have the trade-in program?
Oh, nowadays, yeah, they have Apple. You just rent your phone pretty much.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I do.
I hate doing that. Then you're locked into AT&T or wherever you get
I know,
your,
but you know me. I like need the newest.
Yeah, the coolest gadget.
So are you going to go on the list for Friday?
No, not until they work out all the bugs. I'm not a right away person. Like, I'll get mine like Christmas or early next year.
Okay.
They also, like Roy said, they have new iPads too coming out.
Oh, the iPads are actually reasonably priced, by the way. They're like $350 or something.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah. That surprisingly wasn't a shocking sticker.
I need a new one because Dean brought me my iPad 2 yesterday and said that his Roblox doesn't work on it. It's too slow.
Yeah, it's an iPad 2. I legit don't think that one had the calculator installed on it.
All right, we've got some huge news for you guys. We heard that Lizzo was coming, and we all knew that. So the MRL show went to work to try and give you the ultimate weekend concert experience.
Yes. We have a chance not only for you to go to the Lizzo concert, but you get to meet her. And we'll tell you how you can win. Coming up in 5 minutes. You don't want to go anywhere if you love Lizzo.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
We want to hook it up for you. Lizzo, we love her song Truth Hurts. You do too. And we got tickets to her show. But on top of that,
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
We are going to hook you up with a pair of meet and greet passes. Lizzo's going to be here in Charlotte at the Charlotte Metro Credit Union Amphitheater this Sunday. It is sold out. You cannot buy tickets at Ticketmaster or Live Nation for these tickets. The only way you can win them is right here with Kiss. We got your tickets and meet and greet passes. Here's what we are going to do. We're going to have you call your parent. And then when they answer, we're going to feed you 3 lies. And if you can keep your parent on the phone while you're telling these lies, then you're going to win the tickets. Hey, a little fun with Truth Hurts.
You got to get through all 3.
Mm-hmm.
And we pick the lies, and they're going to be tough.
Let me tell you something. If I ever called my dad and told him 3 lies, my dad is the kind of guy who would have flown off the handle and hung up on me and then called me right back and yelled at me. So I would have had a hard time with this one.
So, Roy, if I'm listening and I want to win these, I want to hang backstage with Lizzo because she's so cool, how do I enter to win?
Go to kiss95.1.com. On the left-hand side, click contest. There you'll find Lizzo Truth Hurts. That's where you can give us your name, give us your phone number, give us your email. We'll get back in touch with you and schedule for you to call your parent.
And then the winner will be chosen on Friday.
Yep.
And away we go with Truth Hurts, thanks to Lizzo. Now, just to give you guys a little insight, we started going through the lies yesterday and couldn't all agree on the lies and broke up. And we're going to meet again today because the lies are so crucial.
Yeah. There's one of these. I was like, there's no way I would tell my mom. There's no way. Like, you would have to fire me right now on the radio and not to call my mom.
It's the Lizzo Truth Hurts Contest. 3 lies to tell your parents. For details, head over to kiss95.1.com. Sign up right now. And then we'll pick our winners, and then you'll hear the Lizzo Truth Hurts Contest Friday morning.
Okay.
Right around this time, okay?
Yeah, man, there's these tickets. You can't buy them. Only right here. Meet and greet passes and tickets. Only with Kiss 95.1 and the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Looking out for you. That's what we're doing. And we're looking out for you when it comes to dating. A new list is out, Loren. What never, ever to wear on a date. We'll talk about it in 3 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Before we get to what never, ever to wear on a date, couple text messages coming through that said, OMG, this is so awesome. My dad would totally be a great candidate for the Truth Hurts contest. Another person here says, my mom's a total drama queen. Truth Hurts is going to be awesome.
And yeah, if you missed it just one song ago in celebration of Lizzo's Truth Hurts, we're going to have you call your parent on the phone. We are going to feed you lies, 3 lies. And if you keep your parent on the phone the whole time, you win not only tickets, sold-out tickets, but backstage passes to meet Lizzo this Sunday at the Charlotte Metro Credit Union Amphitheater.
Another text message came through at 7:04 that said, OMG, this show is sold out. My friend and I are dying to go. Thank you, MRL. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yep, sign up right now, kiss95.1.com. Sign up there so we can give you a call back.
Loren.
Yes.
You go out on a date. First date.
Okay.
What are you wearing?
Oh, it depends on where we go.
Dinner, not a movie.
Like a nice dinner or like a casual dining? Because I'm wearing jeans. And, So jeans and like a cute top and probably a pair of wedges. If we're going to a nice, like a nice dinner, I'm wearing a little black dress.
What do you expect him to wear?
A jeans and a button up.
You mean a button down?
In any occasion, no.
It's a button up.
According to Your Tango, 65% of people feel super stressed when it comes to picking out an outfit to wear for a first date.
Guys have it so much easier.
I don't know about that.
1,000 times, Manny. It irritates me when my husband asks me what he should wear and we're going out. And I'm like, I got my own issues over here.
Hey, we don't have a ton of time, but maybe you can holler at us real quick and tell us you went on a date with someone, even if it wasn't a first date. We just want to know if you went on a date with somebody and you can't believe it because they showed up wearing blank. 704-570-9595. You went on a date and you were shocked because the person showed up wearing what?
I had a friend that wore swimming trunks on a date one time.
Are you kidding?
Really? Was there a second date?
No. I don't think so. Yeah. I don't think so. It was a lunch date, and he was planning on, I think, going up to Lake Norman for the day.
Oh.
And so they went to lunch, and he was wearing swimming trunks, which there's no swimming trunks that looks fashionable. They're always, like, bright colors or flowers or weird designs.
It all screams cruise ship.
Yeah. So I remember when he came up to the lake, I was like, how was your date? And he's like, good. And I was like, man, you changed quick. And he's like, I didn't change. Like, what?
Well, Your Tango says you should never wear sandals on a date. You should never wear sweatpants on a date.
I agree with sweatpants. I don't know about sandals, especially if you're a chick.
I
think we get like a fair pass because we can wear sandals with a sundress.
They better be fashionable and not those beat up ones that Roy runs around here wearing.
No.
Do you have yours today?
I buy new sandals every year because of how quickly I wear mine out.
Don't wear sweatpants. Don't wear shorts on a first date.
Really?
Oh, really?
Don't ever wear a hat. Ladies, leave the tank top at home. Guys, definitely you too.
What if I have thighs I want to show off?
For which?
The
shorts?
Yeah.
Roy's got an awesome thigh gap he wants to show off.
Yeah, what if I want to show off my thighs,
buddy,
man?
Buddy, leave your cargo pants and shorts at home. Don't wear leggings, ladies. Drop the overalls from your wardrobe on first date.
Oh, for a first date. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Let's talk with Kayla and Charlotte. Kayla, welcome to the Manny Roy on the Rim Morning Show. When you went on a first date with your husband, what did he wear?
He wore a Hornets, like, jacket that was for the weather, gym shorts that didn't match, and lime green tennis shoes.
Wait, you just come from the gym?
Hey, where would you meet him, at the Y?
Yeah.
No, we went on a movie date. He asked me on a date, and we went to the movie.
I mean, how did you, like, go on a second date with him?
I told him that was unacceptable, and he had to redo his date.
Good for you.
Thanks, Kayla. Lots of text messages coming through, Lorraine. 401 said, went on a date at a coffee place and wore a cute sundress. I was freshly showered, and he showed up sweaty in his running clothes because he came directly after his run.
Man.
So another 704 texted in and said, I went on a date with a guy who wore a three-piece suit to Applebee's.
Nice.
All right. Making an impression, all right.
That's right.
We're getting lots of text messages. We'll jump over to the Rap Party podcast and read a bunch of these after the show today. You can go download the podcast to hear the rest. But, Roy, we got to get to one of your favorite segments. I know people love listening to it, the Senseless.
It's called Roy's Senseless Survey. If you've never heard it, I call someone and I pretend like I'm calling from the U.S. Senseless Bureau where I ask crazy questions and I see how long they stay on the phone. This person barely stays on the phone for a minute. Like, they as soon as they answer, the first thing they want to do is get off. You have to hear this. It's all coming up in 5 minutes on Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy of the Rim Morning Show.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
May I speak to Rebecca Pirro, please?
Yes, this is Rebecca, but everybody calls me Becca.
Oh, okay, Becca. Hi, Mr. Brown, U.S. Census U.S. Census Bureau. I'm here for a survey.
Okay.
I got a couple questions for you. What do you do if you see an endangered animal eating an endangered plant?
I guess I would stop the animal from eating the plant.
Is there a time limit on fortune cookie predictions?
No. What is this survey?
It's the U.S. Census survey. If a bald person is a chef, do they have to wear a hairnet?
Wait a second. Jennifer, I'm going to put you on speakerphone. Jennifer, you have to hear this. Okay, go ahead. Hello? I'm going to be on speakerphone. Hello, you're off speakerphone. Can you hear me now?
Did you hear me? I was talking to you.
No, I couldn't.
Try again.
Okay. All right, you're on speakerphone. Hello? Oh, gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Just messing with people for a laugh. That's all we do.
Too funny. Mm. All right, so Kelly Clarkson, as if she was not busy enough, she's now been named the godmother of a Norwegian cruise line ship. So that was announced yesterday during her second show.
Yeah, you don't have to do anything, though.
Yeah, I mean, she still has to christen the boat.
It's like being a godparent in real life.
You still have to go to the christening.
You know, all it means is you got to write a check for the kid.
Well, November 21st in Miami, she will be breaking the bottle on the ship.
Okay.
Also, yesterday, Jennifer Gardner stopped by Kelly's new show, and they talked about... Jennifer Gardner has like all these chickens and she names them fun things like Hennifer.
No.
Oprah Henfrey's next. We have Hennifer. And then we're going to do Ellen DeGeneres.
Okay.
Oprah Henfrey.
But- I'm just throwing this out there, but Kelly Clarkson is cool too. I'm just saying.
Kelly Clarkson? That's funny.
Congratulations. That funny. Kelly's writer got his joke on the air. Awesome.
Also, yesterday, Ashton Kutcher stopped by Kelly and Ryan, and recently he broke his toe while it was, I guess, in the middle of the night. It was dark, trying to bring their daughter to bed, and he said it was just excruciating.
And I don't realize, but I have dead leg, like my leg had fallen asleep.
Yep.
And I go to take a step, and I just go down.
Oh, no. Right.
And my toe is, like... pointing the other direction now, and I'm on the ground. I'm like, babe, I think you need to take it wide to bed. And so she comes around and she takes her to bed, and I don't want to turn the lights on because I'm not afraid of what I'm going to see.
Have you ever broken anything? I've never broken a bone.
No, me neither. Knock on wood.
Broken my arm.
You did?
Oh yeah. Oh, in the bad way. Like when you looked at it, you were like, oh my gosh.
I guarantee
it was all bent weird.
It was doing something ridiculous too.
Yeah, I was on a bicycle and I ran right into a house.
Those whole brake things.
I was going down a hill and I hit a house at full speed, no brakes.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I think the house took more damage than...
People are like, honey, I think a car just hit the house. Yeah. Oh, my God.
The foundation just split in half. Yeah, sure did. I hit it with no brakes.
Poor thing. What else, Lorraine?
My boyfriend, Chris Hemsworth, his dog was missing. It was a golden retriever poodle, and him and his wife took to social media to help have... their neighbors helped find the dog. Was missing for several days, but he has been returned home, which is exciting, you know, because when Chris and I get married, I'll now have this adorable dog.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
My future husband.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian, we saw on Sunday's episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians that she had tested positive for lupus antibodies, and she joined the Today Show yesterday to talk about how scary it was for her.
We figured out what the problem is, and I unfortunately had to get put on medication to stop the symptoms. I tried everything natural for the longest time, and we chose the best route for me, so luckily right now everything's under control.
Good.
Yeah, she said, she also says that she was kind of depressed after she found out because you're left in limbo when you don't know what something is. Coming up in the 8:30 Dirty, NASA, their interns did a remix of an Ariana Grande song to promote NASA. Of course, it is the NASA song, and we'll have it for you coming up then.
Okay, let's put Can't Beat Lorraine, 704-570-9595. Call now, take Lorraine down.
She's got double nickels, y'all.
55. She didn't know what that was.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorraine.
Bring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
Colleen, welcome to the Meanie, Rory, and Lorraine Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hey, you're playing Can't Beat Lorraine today.
Terrific.
All right, let's see how you do.
Okay, well, you got to get out of the studio.
I'm marching.
Lorraine is walking out of the studio. The door is open and...
See? She breaks the door.
She does break the door. Oh, boy. Well, they told us in the meeting to make the door slam as loud as possible. So.
Yeah.
All right, she's out of the studio. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right, Colleen, up in Mooresville. Question one, Kevin Hart might get out of the hospital today and do some inpatient physical therapy after his car accident. His best friend, The Rock, says he's doing well and is in good spirits. We want to know The Rock's real name, please.
Dwayne Johnson.
And Janelle Evans' husband has owned up to the family dog incident. You may know Janelle from seeing her on this show that airs on MTV. What show is that?
Teen Mom.
Justin Bieber and Haley Baldwin are starting to make plans for their soon-to-be wedding. And guess what? There might be a local tie-in. They're thinking about heading down to South Carolina to do it. What country singer? What country? What country is Justin Bieber originally from?
Canada.
And NASA remixed Ariana Grande's song to promote female astronauts. It's actually really cool. I watched the video this morning. Originally, fans thought her NASA song was about her ex-fiance. Who is he?
Davidson.
We give that one a lot on CBL. You got to know that one. Good job. Here we go. Question five. Angelina Jolie is rediscovering herself as her kids get older. Angelina and Brad are now divorced, but what action movie did they star in together that helped them get married?
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
All right. Come on in, Loren.
You, Colleen. It's going to be tough. Our friend Colleen got them all correct, Loren. Which means we won't tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end. 55 wins on the line.
Okay.
All right, Kevin Hart might get out of the hospital today and do some inpatient physical therapy after his car wreck. His best friend, The Rock, says he's doing well and is in good spirits. We want to know The Rock's name.
Dwayne Johnson.
Janelle Evans' husband has owned up to the family dog incident. You may know Janelle from seeing her on this show, which airs on MTV. Three, two, mom. Justin Bieber and Haley Baldwin are starting to make plans for their soon-to-be wedding. They're thinking about having their wedding in South Carolina. Little local tie-in. Now, what country is the Biebs originally from?
Biebs is from Canada.
And NASA remixed Ariana Grande's song to promote some female astronaut interest. Originally, fans thought her song NASA was about her ex-fiance. His name is?
Pete Davidson.
In question five, Angelina Jolie is rediscovering herself as the kids get older. Now, Angelina and Brad are divorced, but they met on what movie which led to their marriage?
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
A little bit of a shaky, Loren. Did you notice that?
Now I'm questioning whether I started the countdown at the right time.
Loren, it is a tie. You got them all correct. That means you have 56 wins because, according to an attorney, wins stay with the house.
Colleen, great job.
Thanks. Good job. I can't beat Loren.
But you can tie me, Colleen.
Thanks for playing. Bye.
Still to come.
There she goes, playing for Mooresville, making Mooresville proud. All right, we have a major update. Roy, you were not here last Wednesday when Loren told us she was in the middle of controversy between two friends.
Yeah, I somehow got stuck in the middle of two friends fighting over a baby name, which I'll explain the whole thing, how I got stuck in the middle, but both of them have agreed to come on and hash this out. Ooh. So we're going to have them both on in just five.
Please, sir. I want some more.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
So last week, I told you guys that I was in the middle of two friends fighting over a baby name. And my girlfriend, Erin, who is pretty close to giving birth at this point, sends us a picture of the nursery with the baby's name, Kendall, on the wall.
First time it was revealed.
First time any of us had ever seen it. Now, there's only like four people in this group text. Myself and my other girlfriend are like, hey, oh my God, that's awesome. Love the name. Well, my girlfriend, Jamie, who is newly pregnant, did not say anything in the group text. And then posted something on Facebook that her husband, and unborn baby Kendall were fleeing the hurricane. You can see how I'm getting caught in the middle of this now.
She stole the baby name.
Well, let's not say that because they're both on the phone.
Oh.
And they have agreed to come on and try to work through this.
Okay. So this is Erin on line 7. Hi, Erin.
Hi.
Hey, girl. It's been a tough week, huh?
It's so shocking to me. We all know that I've been pregnant, and I've been talking about names, and I told you guys that I finally decided on one, and I was so excited, and I'm just shocked. That's how you tell me that you're taking my baby's name? Like,
Yeah, Aaron, I understand, like, why you're upset, but Jamie is also on the phone, and, you know, Jamie thinks that she has a good reason for picking that name as well, so I kind of feel like you guys put me in the middle, but I feel like the two of you should talk it out.
Okay, here's Jamie. Hi, Jamie.
Hi.
Now,
hi.
Just to be clear, Aaron and Jamie haven't spoken since this whole thing went down that Loren told us last week, right? This is your first time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they've been texting me.
Okay.
So let's play nice.
Hopefully we have an answer, but you know what, Roy? We did a segment where baby name stealing was a thing.
Yeah.
And people were really, really passionate about it. So I kind of understand where Aaron's coming from.
Okay, but Jamie says that she has a good reason for it, too. So, Jamie, do you want to...
I just thought it would be really cute if our kids had the same name and, you know, we were going to be raising them together. I came from a good place. I didn't mean any harm. Wasn't trying to be vindictive in any sense at all. I might see it in, like, a different way now, but, I mean, I didn't mean it maliciously at all.
For me, it just seems weird the way that it was done as well. I mean, I hear what you're saying. It just seems a little strange to try to name your baby the same as mine. But
maybe I shouldn't have posted something on Facebook and, like, I should have, you know, talk to you about it first. I think, like, with this hurricane, you know, we were preparing ourselves to leave, and it just kind of came out. But I mean, it wasn't, I went about it the wrong way.
But Jamie, don't you feel like maybe you should have reached out to Aaron and said, like, hey, I'm thinking about this, like, are you okay with it?
So, like, I mean, I wanted to surprise you guys, you know. I thought it was really cute, and, like, I thought you guys would see it the way I did. And I mean, I didn't mean to hurt anybody's feelings. I didn't mean to, like, Aaron, I didn't mean to upset you.
Aaron, if Jamie did come to you and ask you, hey, this is what I was thinking, would you have agreed and allowed her to take the name?
To me, it's just like, I picked this name because I've loved it. There was this book series that I read a long time ago, and it had this lead girl named Kendall in it, and I've always loved this name, and so I picked this name because I have this history with it, and it just seems odd to me that you would pick a name based on what I'm picking, not based on something that, like, means something to you. You know what I mean?
Like, I thought it would be really cute. I thought, like, you know, you would see it the same way I did and be surprised by it in, like, a good way. I didn't think that, like, I'd really hurt your feelings.
No, okay, Jamie, if that is the name that you really want, then I'll change my name. And,
no, that's not the point. Like, I wanted to share it with you. I don't want to take something from you. I mean, I should have spoken to you first. I'll change your name. You keep Kendall.
No, I mean, it's,
oh, now Kendall. Someone's got to take ownership over Kendall.
You both walk out of here without Kendall.
Okay. Now, here's my thing. Because, Aaron, like, you've been pregnant longer.
Aaron due?
In, like, a month.
Yeah, you can't change the baby's name at this point.
I mean, like, everything's been monogrammed. You have it on the wall. Like, it's a whole thing. Like, I kind of feel like if, and no offense, Jamie, but if somebody's going to change the baby name, I feel like it should be you, because you have, like, it wasn't your name to begin with, and you have 9 months to think about this.
That's fine. You're right. I'll change your name. Can I use Kendall as a middle name? Whatever you want. Whatever you want.
Okay. If you're just joining us, Aaron and Jamie are on the phone. Aaron posted a picture of her baby's name, Kendall, on a text. And then she found out later that Jamie is going to name her baby Kendall as well. So Aaron feels like the baby name has been taken. My question for you, Jamie, is what if Aaron named the baby Megan? Would you have used that name, or did you?
So, like, I mean, I brought it up to my husband, and he really liked the name too, and there are many other names we like too, but I just thought this was special. I thought this was going to be something we could do together, and I guess I just should have talked to her about it first and see where her head was at.
So in what came first, the chicken or the egg? You liked the name and then thought it was cool to share the name.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jamie, are you changing the name?
No, there's no reason for Jamie to change the name. I'll do it.
No.
Lorraine, they're your friends.
I don't know what to say here.
Who should change
the
name?
It's clear. Aaron, you should keep the name. Jamie, stop being this way and change the name.
She's got 8 months to go before the bun's out of the oven.
I mean, that's what I think. And if you like a bunch of other names, too, then, like, Aaron, you can have a backup name.
Aaron, here's what I want you to do. I want you to pick another name and put that on the wall, take a photo of it, send it to Jamie so she'll then take that name, and then you're taking it back.
This is why people do not announce their names before the baby's born, by the way. So, Jamie, change the name and don't tell anyone what it is.
Are you okay with that, Jamie?
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Aaron.
I'm sorry.
We be friends?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everyone's friends?
All right.
Yeah.
Wow. Holy cow, that was heavy, but needed to be done. And what better place to do it than right here on a Charlotte radio station in front of hundreds of thousands of listeners, Aaron and Jamie. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right.
Thank you.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Show.
All right. Everybody take a breath.
I feel like I just took a swim in the estrogen ocean. That was a lot of hormones and pregnancy hormones.
Yeah, I'm swimming in it.
Like, I don't even know what to do right now.
Okay.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Kiss 95.1.
Have your friends texted you yet?
Oh, yeah.
Who texted first, Jamie or Aaron?
Aaron.
Aaron's the one who had the name first.
Farther,
she's the one.
Yeah, she's farther along.
If you're just joining us, Lorraine's baby name controversy from last Wednesday came back today as both friends came on the air. And I feel like we did a pretty good job working it out. That at least, I mean, yeah, they both cried. We expected some tears, somebody said.
Jamie said she'll pick a new name. So, but she also wanted to know if she could still use Kendall as a middle name. I'm like, what? Just leave it alone. Mm. Like, why mess with Kendall at this point?
Let's talk with Marley in Taylorsville. Marley, welcome to the Main Your Morning, the Red Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. Now, we had a lot of people that's been texting in and calling in, and you are kind of taking this at a different angle, and it's kind of fascinating. What do you think about all this?
I honestly thought it was kind of ridiculous. Like, I get it, like, the hormones, you know, the pregnancy. Like, I just had twins, so I get the whole hormone thing. But, like, if one of my friends had been like, hey, you know, surprise, I want to name my baby after you, I would have been flattered. Like, I would have been like, oh, my God, that's, like, the sweetest thing ever. Like, I don't know. I wouldn't have got offended or, like, been mad about it. I'd be like, heck, yeah, like, twins pretty much. I don't know. I see it as a flattery, not like a, oh, I'm going to get upset about it.
Yeah, and I get that, too. I said this last week. Somebody texted in and said that they wanted to name their son Cashton after they heard my son's name on the radio. And they ended up having a girl, but now her sister's pregnant and they want to name their son Cashton. I'm flattered by that. I know Cashton's not going to be the first and the last Cashton ever to roam the earth. So I think it's kind of cool. But I think the problem is that these two are so close that it's obviously putting a stress on everyone.
Yeah. Like, I have Addison. One of my twins is Addison and the other one's Madison. So it's Addison and Madison. And I got Addison from Addison, from Grey's Anatomy. So it's Addison Ooh. Gray and Madison yeah. Grace. And
That's
if
cool.
someone was like, oh, my gosh, you know, like, I love the name Addison, I was like, go ahead. I mean, you can't patent a name.
Right.
I'm not going to get mad at someone for stealing a baby.
Remember, Marley, these ladies are from Florida. And Florida has a whole set of different rules in that state.
That is true.
It's, these
I watch the news. I see it.
Thanks, Marley.
You might end up on the news.
I'm kidding. And, you know, it's easy for us to say. We're not here. We're not in that friend group. We're not, you know, we don't know.
It is easy for you two to say.
I know, but it shouldn't be. What I'm saying is that, you know, Aaron and what's her
Jamie.
Name? Jamie.
By the way, that was really tame. Like, I thought that was going to go a lot more sideways than it did.
I don't know. I feel like at least they got off the phone. We're in a better spot than we were yesterday at this time last week.
Let's talk with Ida and Rock Hill. Hey, Ida.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing really well. What do you think about this?
Well, I'm totally team Aaron on this one. I feel like she put a lot of time and effort into naming her baby. She didn't even get the chance to have the baby and give the baby the name. And then someone was like already trying to, you know, preempt her and take that name. I think if she would have had the baby would have been named Kendall. And then 9 months later, this other girl said, you know what, I think I like that name, and talked to her about it. It might have been a different vibe to it, but it's like she didn't even get the chance to bond with that baby and that special name that she took all that time to,
that's a good
you
point.
Know, pick out.
That's a really good point.
It kind of felt like you're taking my thunder or stealing my baby's name before I even have the baby.
Yeah, because Aaron sent you the text message with Kendall, but has she gone public with the name? Aaron?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So she's posted about that too. All right.
I mean, we've had like a, yeah.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure, because what would be weird is if, thanks Ida, if Jamie, the name stealer, posted on her socials first and then Aaron posted and people are like, oh, Aaron stole Jamie's name.
No.
Do you know what I mean? The other way?
Yeah. No.
Well, but wouldn't people assume when Aaron has her baby first that Jamie stole automatically?
If you see it on social media, you're probably like, well, maybe Aaron didn't have a name and saw Jamie's name and is using it.
Yeah.
This is the best text of them all. We got a text message from area code 864 who said, if I push the baby out of my I'm going to name it whatever the hell I want.
Hey, that's fair.
It is fair. I mean, is
and
it
Aaron
worth,
would push it out first.
Yeah. But is it worth ruining a friendship over? I don't think so. I think Jamie should just pick the new name.
All right. Well, like we said just a minute ago, Loren, I feel like if nothing else, we started the conversation. They hadn't spoken with each other in over a week.
Yeah.
So now, you know, I thought you did a good job by bringing them on. Thank you for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, selfishly for me, I got to listen to the drama. But I feel like for you, you might have helped push those two along and a little, you know, getting conversation going.
Thanks.
And that's what it's all about.
Still to come.
All right. We got to get to a senseless survey. In this senseless survey, so she tries to put me on speakerphone, and I magically disappear. I want her to think that there's something wrong with her phone. You got to hear this senseless survey. It comes your way in 5.
It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Kevin Hart could be released from the hospital as early as today. This is, of course, after his big accident at his home regarding that 1970 Barracuda, which, by the way, the California Highway Patrol is completely disassembling it during their investigation, because this crash could force new safety laws in California. Hmm. I guess there's like a big thing with the restoration and customizing a older car, like a classic car, and that when they're souping them up, they're becoming unsafe. So they're saying now that they may have to put safety harnesses in them, even if the original design did not call for them. Kevin, by the way, will not go straight home when he is discharged from the hospital. He'll have to do an inpatient therapy and stay at a facility for a couple weeks while he gets that intense therapy. He's taking short walks as of now. He's climbed a few stairs. He's in good spirits, but he's obviously got a long road to recovery.
Okay.
Jennifer Lopez and A-Rod. A-Rod was on, he was talking to Michael Strahan and dropped a huge nugget about their upcoming wedding. He said that it's going to be a long flight. That's the clue that he gave. And he said, no, it's not going to be in Dubai. And Jennifer was giving a couple hints on her YouTube channel as well. She said that she likes big weddings and she's never been married in a church, and she'd like to do something that she hasn't done before in her
previous five marriages.
No, three marriages. Relax. She's been engaged a bunch, but
she actually knows what to say by verbatim. She knows the whole spiel.
Yeah. Just give me the ring.
Yeah.
Let's get to the end.
And then there's a rumor that Justin Bieber and Haley Baldwin are looking at South Carolina as a wedding destination.
And that should happen this fall as well. You know, they're coming up on their one-year anniversary, and there was a big thing that they wanted to celebrate their one-year anniversary with a party and, you know, a wedding for everyone else, basically. Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott, they are posing in Playboy in the fall quarterly issue. Now, they put a picture out on social media where Kylie is, her whole backside is showing. And, you know, it's been a minute since we've seen any of the Kardashian-Jenner ladies naked, but she came to the rescue. But it's just...
It's been, I think, 12 days.
Yeah, no, it's been longer than that. But it's unbelievable. Like, their backsides are like...
Unreal.
I
was like, studying it. I looked like, I thought at one point she was purposely pushing it out.
Working.
It doesn't feel human. Like, I just don't understand how that's natural. Now, I know from, you know, back in the day, my modeling days, that you can kind of tooch out the booty, but not like that. That is just a whole nother level.
Ryan and I are going to recreate the photo for everyone. Don't worry. You've asked for it. You got it.
I hope you do. That would be hilarious.
No one asked for the photo.
Yeah.
So. All right, Loren, what's trending? What's hot? What does everyone need to get their hands on? What does Loren like?
So, Roy, you're into the whole indoor garden.
Sterling is the one who's creating an Amazon forest in our house.
Well, I've got something new for you. It's called a smart garden. So now not only can you have your plants in your house, but I think you should get this and grow your own vegetables as well.
Okay.
So you can do green lettuce, small tomatoes, basil, and some other stuff that you can put in there as well.
Dude, are you watering these plants?
He's taking care of them. I don't know how to take care of them. I don't want to know how to take care of them. Well, he's doing it.
Doesn't Sterling travel a lot? Like, what happens when Sterling goes out of town?
He's going to leave me with rules. Although people were being very rude to him, being like, you're reckless, blah, 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 blah.
Why?
One of them nearly died, but we brought it back to life.
Holy cow. I don't know. You're friends with people who are mad that the plant dies?
I know. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know if I would use the word reckless for indoor plant killing.
Yeah, people were really upset about it.
Mm. It's an accident, clearly.
Yeah.
All right. Everyone chill out, and you can find the smart garden details at kiss951.com.
And also, there'll be details coming up on how you can spend the night in Roy's place underneath the stars and amongst the plants.
Yeah, it creates its own, like, we have our own rain and
It's like being in a biodome.
Yeah.
All right. If you didn't hear it, we will tell you again coming up in less than 5 minutes how you can go to the sold-out Lizzo show and hang with her backstage. The Mani, Roy, and Loren show pulled some strings. We got meet and greets and tickets for you. Details on that in less than five.
Hey.
It's Kiss 95.1. It's the Mani, Roy, and Loren morning show. We got a text message from Tabitha who said, I love y'all so much. Y'all are absolutely the best. My only complaint is I wish you were on longer and maybe on the weekends.
Oh, we are on the weekends.
You can hear our show on Saturday morning.
Yeah,
yeah,
you can. 7 to 10.
Anyway, she says, she goes on to say that we keep her laughing on the way to work and as we're at work as well. So thankful for the Kiss 95.1 app. I couldn't start my mornings without you. Then she goes on to say, BT Dubs, I have a question.
Okay.
Is it okay for the woman to propose to the man? Is it wrong? I need help with this, guys. I love y'all. So we proceeded to text back and forth with Tabitha, and we said, hey, Tabitha, we'd love for you to come on because we have questions. And she's like, yeah, I could come on 8:30 Wednesday morning, and now it's going directly to voicemail. I believe she's listening to another radio show and has shut us off.
You probably got scared.
Well, listen, Tabitha, you're banned from listening for one full day after that. Mm. No, but we can still help her. What do you guys think? What's your thoughts? We talked about this yesterday with Roy on the podcast, the Rap Party podcast. We kind of went into some deep conversation about would Roy propose to Sterling? Would Sterling propose to Roy?
And I think... given that conversation, it's absolutely okay if Tabitha wants to propose to her man.
I think so, too. Now, personally, I don't think I could ever do it, but I am all for, like, the modern woman breaking the mold and asking the question. Now, I will say this. Personally, I couldn't ask the question unless I knew wholeheartedly the answer was yes. Like, that would scare me. And yeah. And that puts it into perspective for me and gives me some empathy for the guys that ask.
Right. Here's the thing, too. Speaking of guys, like, in a heterosexual relationship, it's just been the way it is that the man is the one that asks the woman if he will, if she will marry him.
It doesn't mean that needs to be like that forever.
No, but follow me here. How would you feel, though, if when you propose to the man, he goes, oh, geez, I wish you didn't do that. Like, I'm sort of old school. I really had a plan. You know what I mean? Like, I think it.
Like, if he thought it was emasculating?
I don't know if it's emasculating or it just, it caught him off guard. Like, he wants to say yes, but because it's just the way life has it, I wonder if, without a conversation now, if you popped it on him, it might throw him off, you know? I don't know. I'm just asking.
I don't know. I have questions. I want to know, if the woman proposes to the guy, does she give a ring at the time of the proposal? Because typically the guy gives a woman like a diamond ring at that point, and then they later both get wedding bands.
Right.
So does he get his wedding band up front, and then does she get a ring at all before the wedding?
Man, these are all great questions that we need to hear from someone who proposed to their man. If you're a lady and you propose to your man, you can help our friend Tabitha out. She has questions. It sounds like she wants to do it, but she's just afraid.
704-570-9595. Let us know what you think. Give us a phone call at 704-570-9595. We were talking about if it was okay for a radio family member, Tabitha, to propose to her man.
According to this text message, don't do it. 704 texted in, Lauren. Did you see that?
Yeah. She said, I asked my boyfriend, well, now ex, and they refused. She said, I asked two of my exes. And I feel so bad for this because she's trying to be a modern woman and like do the right thing and like be a strong individual.
Yeah, I wonder why they said no. But she goes on to say that was a hint for me.
Yeah.
Time to break up with them, for one. And two, now they're going to ask me. I'm done proposing.
I wonder how early or when in the relationship she asked each of these people.
Well, here, she just texted back. She said she's actually at work at the parking lot about to go in, but she would say definitely not, don't do it. If you do, just be prepared to be refused by the guy.
But is it like the refusal of, oh, no, let me do it?
All right, you know what I mean?
Like, not like, is it a refusal of, okay, this relationship's over, or, oh, whoa, I need to do this.
Well, that's why I was asking, like, at what point in the relationship she asked, because I feel like guys take longer to get to that point than women do. Like, we typically know, and you guys take forever and drag your feet, and we typically have to lasso you and haul you to the altar.
It took like 2 years for Sterling and I to even move in together.
Well, that's what I mean. So, like, I wonder if these guys thought it was too early and the relationship was moving too fast.
I texted her and asked, and we'll find out here in a second. We don't want to get her in trouble. She's at work. But yes, Lauren, a lot of women do have to hogtie their man and drag him into the church.
Let's talk with Kimberly and Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're doing really well. So what do you think?
I agree against it. I waited 5 years to propose to my significant other at the time and took him up in his first helicopter ride, had our son hand him the ring with the, will you marry me? And he said nothing. It was such an awkward helicopter ride that we ended up, the pilot took us back early.
And that's crazy because like you're already tied together. Like you have a child together.
Yep. Like, I waited. We were together for 5 years before we had a kid. On our sixth year, I decided to propose to him and got him 7 diamonds, 6 for the years that we were here together, and then 1 for our future.
Yeah, you put a lot of thought into it.
Yeah.
I did. And he said no.
Did you guys stay together afterwards?
Yeah, we're still together. 14 years down the road. No marriage.
Why? I mean, did he say no for the reason that Loren was saying?
Like, actually, he didn't really even answer. It just turned into like this awkward plane ride. Yeah.
But you had to have talked about it. And like, you've been together for 14 years between then and now. You still have never discussed the moment. It's just the unspoken elephant in the room.
Yeah, we even have a video recorded of it.
Oh,
Oh my gosh. Can you please send that video to us immediately?
You know, helicopters are noisy. Maybe he didn't hear you quite so well. Like,
what?
Larry? No, Larry's not on the helicopter with us. Oh, man. Okay, so your recommendation to Tabitha would be like, no, let the guy do it?
Let the guy do
it. Okay, you're not the only one who says that.
I've been the breadwinner our entire relationship, and I just thought it was appropriate to be the one to propose since I was the breadwinner. But
okay. Well, you go, girl.
All right, thanks, Kimberly.
All right, this is Ashley in Cherville. Welcome to the Mandy Roy in the Room Morning Show.
Hi.
Ashley, where do you sit on the whole, like, she should propose to the guy thing?
I proposed to my husband, and we've been married since 2011.
So it did work for you?
Yeah, I got tired of waiting for him to ask. We've been together about 3 years, and my sister kept taking me to, like, we would go shopping, and every time we were out shopping, we would end up at a store looking at engagement rings.
So do you... So what happens? Do you buy your own engagement ring? Do you buy him an engagement ring that happens to be a band? Like, how does that whole thing work?
I bought him a wedding band and asked him to marry me. And he said yes and went out the next day and bought me an engagement ring.
Okay.
Oh,
that was my question. Yeah.
There's a good answer. Okay. So you would tell Tabitha, hey, maybe it's okay to do it.
Yes. Honestly, my husband and I had a miscommunication where he thought... Like, he had planned on buying me a small diamond.
Okay.
He called it a promise ring, and I thought a promise ring was like, I promise one day I'll commit to you, which it actually has both meanings. So whenever he said, I'll just get you a promise ring, this was like 6 months into our relationship, I said, I don't want a promise ring. You know, I want a real ring.
Right.
You
know?
I didn't think anyone really did promise ring.
Thanks, Ashley. Text message came in from 704, said, I love you guys. I always listen to you guys every morning, but tell her don't do it. Loren, the don'ts are way outdoing the do's, and I feel like this is a huge moment on the show.
They really are. 864 texted in and said, my professor in college proposed to both of her husbands, which means it clearly didn't work out the first time around.
And, like, we're a morning show that preaches, like, do what you want to do.
Yeah.
We're open to everything. You know what? If you want to do it, honey, go for it. But you just heard what might happen.
But I'm also saying, I think you should, if you really feel in your heart of hearts that that's what you should do, I think you should do it. I just think you should do some recon before you do it to make sure he's ready and you're not going to scare him off.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you even do that recon?
Just hint a little bit. Like, hey.
No, like, you have, like, his best friend talk to him or his
maybe.
Sister. Or, yeah, you got to.
Just find an article online or something and be like, hey, what do you think of this?
Because that's my thing. I never will know whenever Sterling and I are ready to get
it. I know. And by the way, Roy brings up a really good point, and it goes back to what we talked about 10 minutes ago. If you haven't done so and you're a fan of the Mani, Roy, and Loren show, you got to listen to the Rap Party podcast. It gives you something to listen to after we get off the air. It's usually uploaded by 10:30. And yesterday's podcast, a lot of it was in-depth conversation that we've never had on the air about Roy and his boyfriend Sterling and who would do the proposing and how it would go down. And it's a really deep, deep look at that. So
yeah, nobody knows what's going to happen.
Yeah.
In fact, I think I'll be surprised when it happens.
Yeah, you gave us more than that yesterday on the podcast, though. So you need to go listen to that. Get it wherever you listen to your podcast. Up next, though, if you missed it, we'll tell you how you can go and hang with Lizzo this Sunday. Right here with the Mani, Roy, and Loren show.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Mani, Roy, and Loren morning show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So Lizzo's coming to Charlotte this Sunday at the Charlotte Metro Credit Union Amphitheater. Completely sold out. You cannot get into this show, but we are going to get you in. We got tickets to the show, and we got meet and greet passes to give to you to see Lizzo.
And I really feel like Lizzo, Loren, would be so cool, like,
oh,
to hang
too.
With and take a picture with, and it's a really cool thing, you know what I mean?
I'm totally down with this.
All right, how does one get the chance to win these tickets and meet and greets with Lizzo?
Oh, you know, you just have to lie to your parents.
Well, her song says truth hurts. Let's see how hurtful it can actually be. We're going to get you on the phone. You're going to call your parents. You're going to say three lies that we give you and see if your parents can stay on the phone for the entire conversation. If they do, you get the tickets. Now, if you want to get in on this, you got to sign up at kiss951.com because we got to get your information and the parents' information and get this all coordinated. So make sure you go online right now at kiss951.com for your chance to win Lizzo concert tickets sold out, can't even buy them, and an unbelievable experience where you get to meet Lizzo.
Okay, so We were just talking about Tabitha, who listens to the Manny, Roy, and Loren show, and she texted in and said, hey, quick question for you guys. I'd love for you to discuss whether or not it would be okay for a woman to propose to a man. And being the open show that we are, we were all sitting here, and we're like, yeah, probably no problems with that. But let's see from people who have done it, ladies who have done it, whether they think it's a good idea. And Loren, we were shocked by the results.
Yeah, it is like very heavily leaning to no, like don't do it. And, you know, there's a couple reasons that people are saying, but I think just guys in general take longer to like get to that point in the relationship. So I think you could probably scare him off. But some people are saying that, you know, it's emasculating, that they want to do it, that it's like their one thing.
Yeah, I guess. And maybe there's something to that, being a guy in a relationship where I knew my wife, and a lot of guys feel this way, Roy, in a heterosexual relationship, that maybe she's going to plan the wedding. She's going to be the one that picks the dresses and the flowers, and the venue will ultimately be her decision. It's the one thing I can do when it comes to our marriage. Like maybe that's what the guys are thinking.
But as you know, as a strong woman, I think it's like kind of crazy to think that that could be emasculating to a man, because I mean, like, why is it that when we want to do something, it's a double standard? Like, we're crazy for like forcing the relationship. Like, oh, Loren, you are just forcing it if you have to ask him.
It shouldn't be.
It shouldn't.
You're absolutely right. But I'm telling, but what can we say? The results are speaking for themselves. The phone calls and text messages. Here's another one. I love you guys, but tell her don't do it. Some men just like to have that in their back pocket.
Mm-hmm. I think if you're going to do it, because I think if you want to do it, and it's like true in your heart of hearts, I think you should. I just think you should do some recon first
to see if he would even be open.
Into that. Yeah. Right. And I mean, I don't typically ask a question that I don't know the answer to. So right. You want to make sure he's going to say yes.
All right. Well, Tabitha's listening. We know she is. She texted in. She said that she apologized for not being. We tried to get her on the air, but she's dealing with sick kids. So she said, lucky for me, I'm listening. Thank you guys so much. I'll let you know how it turns out. Please let us know for sure. Best text message, though, from 980, said, I'm so glad I'm gay. There's too many rules for you straight folk.
Well, there's just as many rules for gay people. You know, like, who proposes first, me or Sterling? Luckily, though, Sterling just texted me and said, I just don't get why marriage is a topic to care about. So at least I know we're good on proposing for a while.
Hey, buddy, you're the one who brought this up. You're the one who thought that the package in your house
was an engagement ring.
Listen,
yeah.
I now know we're nowhere near that. That's
all
okay.
Right. Speaking of homes, Roy, you found a cool playlist that we're going to get into.
Yeah, so this company did a survey and found out that the majority of people clean while listening to the music, and the songs they listen to is awesome. It's also from like a certain era. We'll discuss next. To be young and in love in New York. Number one in music station, Kiss 95.1, with the Manny, Roy, and Loren morning show. So there was a survey, and it was done by a cleaning company because they wanted to know what people's habits were when they were cleaning. And the majority of people are listening to music while they clean their house.
I like that.
And so they then said, well, what type of music are they listening to? And they came out with the most popular songs that most people listen to when they're in the process of cleaning.
The cleaning playlist, if you will.
The cleaning playlist.
All right. What's on it, Roy?
Hmm. All right. Uptown Funk, Mark Ronson, Bruno Mars.
Okay, I can get down with that.
Yeah, look at me, I'm cleaning.
Doing a little sweep.
Lefty, righty, get your dustpan out.
Read All About It. You know, I don't know what that one is.
Really?
I love getting my toilet bowl to this one. Like, I will just scrub the hell out of it.
What the hell is this?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, scrub it. Scrub it.
Tell them, Brian. Tell them, Louis.
What about this one? Work by Rihanna.
Oh, see, that makes sense. Nobody text me in a crisis. I believe all of your dreams are the real show. You took my heart on my keys. I'm all over the mop for this one.
I can see this. I have kind of an embarrassing like station that I listen to when I like clean or cook. I listen to the Goo Goo Dolls.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They did not make the list.
I don't think that they would.
But a slow song, All of Me, John Legend, does make the list.
What are you doing? When you're doing dishes, you just want to be something a bit slower?
I see, like, if I was home alone and I didn't think anyone could see me, I can just see me, like, dancing with the mop, like, very lyrically, you know.
There was a commercial like that. Remember the woman, the mom, is running around with the mop? I know exactly what you're talking about. This is when you're talking to the grime on the plates.
Beautiful Girls by Sean Kingston made the top cleaning playlist.
That's so weird. It's so random.
Mm-hmm. It's a good song, though.
I do like this song. I would never think to, like, listen to this, though, but if it's on, I'm definitely into it.
I think if you look at the science behind it, you do two wipes per beat. Scrub, scrub. Scrub, scrub.
Ooh,
scrub,
you know scrub. What? It might have something to do with the beats per minute.
Still another old school song, Good Feeling by Flo Rida, made the cleaning list. It's another oldie.
Yeah.
Well, clearly it's the older people that are doing the cleaning. So they like the older music, I guess.
Older genre, yeah.
People in the 30s and whatnot.
You get a good feeling because I think you maybe used too much lights on here, Dallas.
I got a good feeling when it kicked my husband's butt when he gets through the door for making such a mess. Sorry, that was a sexist comment. A man or a woman can both clean the house. I do the dishes, so. But I when I do the dishes, I like listen to our. I honestly listen to our podcast.
I think Dallas does more cleaning in her household than I do.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
Give us one more, bud.
One more. Let's see. Girls Like You, Maroon 5, Cardi B.
That's a good one. Is that the most recent of this Prince. Whole playlist? Yes.
Well, they also have I Don't Care by Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber. If you want like a more newer song, that's on the playlist.
Okay.
Since we already play this song a lot, I, you know.
This is the cleaning playlist, the songs that you clean your house to.
Can you play Pretty Hurts by Beyonce? I want to see the tempo. I don't remember this one.
Okay.
It's another weird song to clean, too.
Let's see.
Manny's right now simulating.
What am I simulating?
I don't know. It looks like you're
sweeping into the dustpan.
Is that what you were doing? I thought you were mixing sauces or something. And now you're juggling. I don't. What type of cleaning are you doing?
That doesn't look like any kind of cleaning I've ever seen.
No wonder why my house is always so filthy.
Want more of the MRL Morning Show?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.